Lecture 14, Rome versus the Kings of the East.
In this lecture, I want to bring the Romans onto central stage. They've been mentioned in the previous lectures on several occasions. And the Roman conquest of Asia Minor from 200 to, well, perhaps 167 BC, is quite different from previous conquests of the peninsula. In the earlier lectures, we discussed great conquerors such as Cyrus, the first great king of Persia, Alexander the Great. In these cases, kings conquered the regions of Asia Minor with the purpose of taxing the cities. In many instances, they were generous conquerors. That's true of both Alexander and Cyrus. The wars that followed Alexander's death, as I mentioned, were much more restricted than we would think of war in the 20th century. That is, it was a battle among kings who fought with great professional armies. The Roman conquest was quite different. It stretched out over a long period, and then the Romans, conveniently for Rome, fought a good deal of their civil wars in Asia Minor at the end of the 1st century BC, the wars that brought down their republic and ushered in the Roman Empire, which we often call the Roman Principate, that monarchical system set up by the Emperor Augustus. So in the case of the Roman conquest, these wars were far more brutal. The Romans, especially in the first two generations of that conquest, practiced the policy I always like to call a loot and leave. They would ransack cities. They would carry off vast amounts of booty and slave populations, destroy cities as examples, and carried out a conquest that must have struck many of the Greeks and native peoples of Asia Minor as quite brutal. And the Romans took centuries to overcome this image of being barbarians in the eyes of the Greeks. And many Greeks still in the high Roman Empire, at least Greek intellectuals, had this standoffish attitude towards the Romans. So what I wish to do in this lecture is sketch very briefly why the Roman conquest took this form. What were the Roman advantages for expansion? Why was it that the Romans are the second people to incorporate Asia Minor into a world empire? And then look at that conquest, how the Romans actually moved in and took over the peninsula, and then how the Romans, in many ways, mismanaged both Greece and Asia Minor as provinces and nearly lost them in the 1st century B.C. Well, first, as to Roman power, in contrast to those earlier armies, it was not a professional army that arrived in the Greek world, but rather legions of citizens and allies commanded by the elected magistrates of the Roman Republic. These are known as consuls. They had the right to command armies, and very often consuls or lesser magistrates known as praetors were prorogued or prolonged, so they ruled as proconsuls, that is, in place of a consul, with the right to command an army. In 200 BC, on the eve of the Roman conquest of the Greek world, Rome had largely faced north and west, not to the east. And the traditional foes of the Romans had been the Gauls, the Celtic peoples who had crossed the Alps and invaded Italy in the 5th century and 4th century BC. They had also taken on their rival aristocratic republic, Carthage, in a series of wars, the First and Second Punic War. And in 201 BC, in that Second Punic War, had defeated Carthage, and Rome had made herself the mistress of the western half of the Mediterranean world. How was it that the Romans got drawn into the east, where their main efforts were in northern Italy, or what the Romans would call Cisalpine Gaul, that is Gaul in northern Italy, or in Spain, later in Africa? Well, there were a variety of reasons how the Romans got into and why the Romans got into the Greek world. For one, the Romans never forgave a slight, and this goes back towards Roman thinking in terms of expansion. Some scholars have claimed that the Romans conquered the world in self-defense, that the Romans could not tolerate any rival that was even a potential threat. That explains part of the reason why they went east. Second is there was just a martial ethos in Rome, and we always associate Roman civilization with the high achievements of the empire, but in its early stages, the Romans were a martial race. They were ruled by a proud group of noble families, some 30 great clans that held high office. They were backed by a peasantry, which was land hungry and trained to fight as legionaries. And furthermore, Rome had the resources as well as the ethos to expand.